That was Garda Brian Quinn there from Scariff Garda Station, and some valuable advice for the Easter weekend.
Yeah, indeed.
Now, John, we as you mentioned earlier, we have a guest.
We have indeed. And she didn't come empty-handed.
No, which is great.
Any crackling of paper you hear is Jim Collins boostering around. That's very nice looking.
Well, I brought you savoury and sweet. There's obviously, so I didn't know what.
I know.
Maybe you'll have chocolate for Christmas, I was going to say, for Easter, so you won't get to eat it tomorrow.
Yeah, we are
so.
Certainly not for tomorrow.
So,
listen, Claire Hinchy, you're welcome, chairperson of Scariff Community Council. And you have an activity on there this morning. I saw tents and things going up
indeed.
I was passing.
Yeah, it's, and obviously the weather really has cooperated for us. We're having a cake sale this morning to, it's basically going towards the funds to pay off the shortfall that we have for the lighting down in the Riverside Park. The project itself cost about 45,000, just for the lights alone, about 45,000. We did get sports cap funding for 30,000, but from the time that we applied for funding to the time that the product was purchased, there was a significant increase in the price of
everything.
It was just something. And as you well know, with these projects, with this funding, you can't go back. You can't go back and say, by the way, this is now going to cost us 5,000 euro. You can't do that. So we basically had to obviously incur the shortfall. The last time we had a cake sale, I think it was last year, but I can't believe it's been. The years are kind of gone. We had a cake sale which paid for the actual connection, the installation of the ESB down there. While we are registered as a charitable organisation, we still incur the same costs as ordinary residents and businesses to connect the electricity. So that was a huge expense, and you can't apply for that funding in a grant application.
Yes.
Because it's technically not building anything, if you will. But thankfully, like I said, we got funding from the sports cap, we got funding from the county council, we got funding from other areas, 1,000 here, 2,000 there, which paid for the bulk of it. But like I said, we have been left with a shortfall, and we really can't take on any other projects until this one has been paid for, and that's basically it. So,
yes.
and just to remind people that park is owned by the community; it's not owned by the county council. So, any upgrades, any maintenance, it's incurred by the community council, and hence obviously we have to go fundraising or go looking for grants and stuff like that. So,
but it's a major boon to the place, because we have used it at home now to come in there in the dusk.
Yeah,
and it's absolutely fabulous to walk around. It's a kilometre exactly around.
Exactly, yeah, because
so you can measure yourself
exactly,
how far you're going.
And it is exactly a kilometre, because we got additional funding back in the day. If you had a 1K loop, you got certain amount of funding. So I remember originally, I think we might have been 20 metres shy, and we had to find that 20 metres. So if there's a couple of wobbles in the path, you'll know why. It was to extend the length of it to make sure that it was exactly a kilometre. And I mean, obviously coming into this time of the year, especially now with the clocks going forward.
Yes, spring forward.
Yes, spring forward, fall back. The running costs won't be as much as they are in the winter, because obviously we'll have longer evenings, because in the winter the lights come on from 4:30 to 10:30 at night. But obviously, like I said, the further we go into the summer, the less, we won't need running costs, obviously, with the electricity. It'll still be bright. But so that's what it's for. And
John and I were on the Scariff Community Council when that field was bought.
I bet you were. Yes, yes. I have a lovely photograph of ye two young men.
Really?
Yes, we do.
Are we admirable?
Oh, you're just gorgeous. Okay.
What else could you say?
Claire, I used to hear last year from people on radio, community people, I hear them complaining about the insurance costs for Is that a factor?
It's we were very lucky. I think it was 2 years ago, the county council took over the insurance costs for the actual playground, which was huge.
Really?
But we have to get it, you know, obviously we have to get it inspected every year and we have to give the report to the county council. We're liable for any repairs or costs to the playground, but the actual insurance itself is picked up by the county council.
That's
under
very good.
It's huge. I think at the time it saves us about 700 or 800 euros a year in insurance costs.
Yeah.
Now obviously we still have to insure the park for public liability.
Yeah.
But before the county council took this on, we were paying in excess of 2,000 euros a year in insurance costs. And not only that, but obviously, as we all know, you can reduce your premium if you reduce the level of liability. But for the park, we were told you have to have, I think it's like 3 million, a minimum 3 million liability cover. So we can't, you know, we can't bring it down, obviously, if we could. But and obviously the size of the park as well, that was a factor in the cost of the insurance. Mm. But it's a standard fee. We pay it every single September and we have to pay it. And
to be a number one, wouldn't it?
Oh, that is our number one call. Like that is like come September, you know, most likely there's going to be another fundraiser in late summer. Just, you know, that to get those funds together. And if I could just, I mean, obviously with today's, if we could just give a huge thank you to all the bakers, for which obviously we wouldn't have a bake sale unless we had those bakers. When I left, there was some really, really lovely goodies up there.
Really?
And of course, like they said, the weather, there was some lovely Easter themed cakes and just little buns with little eggs and chickens, and it was really, really good. And again, obviously we need people to buy them and to buy raffle tickets, and obviously thank those people for supporting, and also for the local businesses who've all been so very generous and offering us and giving us hampers and vouchers. They're all local vouchers.
That's
and
great,
so
great.
There's quite a lot, and the raffle tickets, they're 2 euros each or 3 for a 5 or so. And I believe when I came down, there was a couple of kids outside Centra selling raffle tickets. So, again, actually, I was warned to say this, there is actually cardless payments. The Scariff Harbour Festival have kindly let us borrow their tapping machine. So if anyone uses it, and if they see Scariff Harbour Festival coming up, it's us basically. So it's all community of effort, one helping each other out.
Yeah.
And again, I'd like to thank the Scariff Harbour Festival for letting us use their payment option or payment machine.
Lovely. That's great, Jim.
Great altogether. Mm-hmm. Listen, thank you very much
no
for coming
problem.
In.
Enjoy your little treats.
We'll certainly enjoy our little treat.
I didn't bring you tea or coffee, but sure, you'll manage.
We have a good few guests coming in afterwards, so we'd better
hide them.
And sure, if we get a chance before the end of the programme, we'll give you a shout.
Thanks
on the
a million.
Phone,
yeah.
Just to see how it is going.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks again, and thanks for your help and plugging this for us. And again, I wish everyone and yourselves a very happy Easter, and hope you enjoy it.
And the same to you,
and
Claire.
All your eggs.
and we're very grateful for the work that you and your colleagues on the community council do.
Thank you,
and
likewise, Jim and John. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Claire,
talk to you later. Take care.
Enjoy it.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.